Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels, who right now are thanking our essential and frontline workers with the chance to win one of five $2,000 hotel vouchers. To nominate someone who has gone above and beyond over the last couple of months, visit needabreak.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello, Dangerous Dave. Hey, how are
guys?
You?
Going all right.
All in attendance.
Good.
Let's
it's
get
a
ready
Monday.
To rumble.
Indeed.
We're going to launch into Apocalypse Watch. Guess what? Another celebrity has dodged quarantine. We'll give you the gut.
Oh, a very big celebrity. I may have sat next to him at a dinner party.
Oh,
so
my God.
We've got huge rescue news.
Yeah.
Our Prime Minister has saved the life of a woman. We're going to hear
his
death-defying heroic story of how he saved this woman's life.
I want the full details.
Me too,
stat.
Yes. Don't worry. I've got them. And we want to know, have you ever saved anybody's life?
Or have you been rescued?
No.
Or you've been rescued.
Have you been rescued?
Either or, let us know.
I put my hand up to that.
Oh,
when
no
we get to
kidding.
That.
It's a long story.
Which one?
Involves many first responders.
Hang on. I believe that. Hey, Nerilee Meadows is coming in. Of course, she's going to talk weekend sport, and it's been a big week in sport.
It's a Monday wrap-up. I'll tell you, she's got Mike Tyson news.
Great.
She's got, some interesting news from overseas, which I enjoy. I'm going to ask her, is Ninja Warrior a sport?
Controversial.
Is
you
it?
Can
or
go
not?
Ahead and do that.
Is
I
it
think
an entertainment?
It's a
can it be both?
No, it's sport in my mind. God, not many people can do what they do. And it could. It would, should have been the third day of the Olympics.
Kitty Flanagan is
Hello?
On the show because it's having been paying attention. She's on tonight. Who's she on with?
You.
She's on with Mick Malloy.
I can't make it tonight.
You better make it tonight.
I can't make it tonight.
Are you in COVID watch? Don't do it. You wear your mask.
Not allowed out of the house.
No.
Well, you
can
go
bullshit,
to work.
Jane. Tell me.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be.
Is Harry? Is that the news?
Harry on a 72-hour bender. Please be
Harry's
true.
Out of control. Also, I have surprise friendships. Surprise celebrity friendships.
Right. Okay.
Oh, well, do you want me to give you one?
Sure.
Helen Mirren and Russell Brand.
Good
Not
Lord.
Surprised? No, it's cricket.
Well,
see?
I'm just trying to contemplate that. They're not in a relationship, are they?
No, I'm not saying they're best buddies.
Here's the only thing I have to say on that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get through. I'm already exhausted. I've been homeschooling today.
God, how's
that going?
Is
couldn't
what?
Find a babysitter, so the kids are in a car downstairs.
I hope that's not the case.
As we speak.
It is very stressful.
There's a lot going on.
I've got the same deal.
I just wanted to fire up the computer and just bang.
I'm back on lunch duty again.
Oh, yeah?
I thought I got rid of that. I'm just saying, Mum, we're hungry. What's for morning tea? Well, here's your lunchbox. Oh, yeah, but I'm finished that. I'm at home, so now I've got access. They've got access to more food.
Do you make them a uniform around the house?
The school had suggested it, but being
I beg your pardon?
Rebels.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why would they suggest that?
That's silly.
Because
so they've got the feel and the vibe. They get out of bed, they have a shower, they put on their school.
Oh. Yeah.
It gets them into battle mode.
Yes.
So
we haven't quite got to that point
It's
yet.
Like being in the change rooms before a big game
it
of NRL or AFL.
It's just a frame
AFL.
Of mind. It's a frame of mind. They only have to put the top half on. They have their tracky dacks on
That's
the bottom
true.
Half. But we still haven't made that. We have a meeting,
so what do your
have a meeting
wear?
With the teachers.
What do your kids wear?
Oh, I think there's a few...
poncho in there somewhere.
There's a few hoodies involved. My house is... everywhere I look, there's a hoodie on the floor. It's like hoodies everywhere that do my head in.
Mm.
Well,
do you think the hoodies will ever be formal wear? Do you,
reckon, no,
do you know, it's
no.
one of those things that starts... Like, remember, Will, if you had said once upon a time you'll one day wear jeans to work, people would have gone, you're mad.
Yeah. You're right.
You're mad.
Or to a wedding. You could wear jeans to a wedding.
What about a white hoodie? For a bride.
That's not bad.
Oh, that'd
I would be
hot.
Surprised. There's been plenty of things that you could wear. That was
a white hoodie and white Ugg boots.
Oh, no.
And
hang on, you're talking about your. Are you just imagining
yeah,
your dream?
I'm imagining
someone from a Guns N' Roses film clip right now.
Wow. Completely. We played more poker on the weekend.
Oh,
we learned.
Good Lord. Yeah. Who's winning? Who's showing?
I again cleaned up.
You did.
I did very well because I'm a quiet achiever.
So over the weekend, you take your kids to the cleaners. Mm. Do you make them pay?
It's just chips. It's not doing it. And we also, I studied Rubik's Cube. We're trying to crack the code of that.
Okay.
Well, what's so funny about that?
You
studied it? What do you mean?
Hang on. James is putting a thumbs down. Why is that stupid?
Because
he's a genius at it, is he? And he can do it really fast.
Nerdy for one. And what are you going to work out by studying it?
Yeah.
Because there's rules. Oh, you don't know. You're just not a Rubik's Cube.
I have a Rubik's Cube in about 3.5 seconds.
That I know
give
is
me
absolute.
A Rubik's Cube.
Speaking of
Do you know what I can do? One in each hand.
We'll just run down to the shop and get one because it's readily available.
You can get one in the next before the show's over. I'll demonstrate.
You'll just look the part.
All right. So you're keeping yourself busy. You're going quietly.
I am because it's COVID lockdown in Victoria. We also studied, I studied the best type of paper plane to build, so I did that. No one else joins in. I do all this.
Again, why are you studying it? Just.
Because you just don't get a piece of paper and make a plane and it's crap. You study who makes them really well and then you can fly and impress your children.
Did you give Boeing a call? See if they can help you out. You've had a great weekend. You're going quietly mad, woman. Hey, let's take a break.
Yes.
Let's go to a song. When we come back, it's going to be Apocalypse Watch.
All right. All thanks to Choice Hotels. If you need a break with hotels across Australia, you can book direct at choicehotels.com.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Molloy's Apocalypse Watch.
What do you got, Jane?
Well... Tom Cruise, who's a friend of mine.
Oh, my God. Story again. You went to a dinner party. You sat next to him.
Yeah, and Rebecca Gibney sat on one side and I sat on the other side. And we were at Sam Neill's house.
Game on.
And Tom Cruise was so amusing and wonderful.
He was
amusing and wonderful.
Well, that's not the stories emanating out of Hollywood right now. He's difficult. He's hard to work with.
No, he's trying to keep people in work.
Yeah. And by the way, you're standing up for a committed Scientologist who's just wreaked havoc on the world. So.
Well, the whole Scientology conglomerate have wreaked havoc on the world.
And he's like a Thetan Five.
Oh, gosh.
Hello.
You know all the lingo. Are you a secret member?
What does that mean?
He's a Thetan.
Thetan.
Isn't he? Thetan Five.
You know it all. Like you're the secret. You're the standover man.
Done here. Yeah. What are our tests? What's the test they do? What are the tests?
Oh, the
little.
Is it this one?
Remove your clothes.
Anyway, so what? But he said he was lovely, and he was. What did you talk about?
Yeah.
Flying, he's flying planes. Oh, that's why I was trying to join him in the conversation so Rob could be involved.
The spaceships that originally came from
wasn't
another planet.
Does he make paper planes?
We talked about us being in Australia. Oh, they have a diss in my paper plane building. He would have been in. See, Tom would have liked that. Mm. Oh, we talked about Nicole a lot at the time when he was with her.
Were they going out at the time?
Yeah, they were married
at
the time.
Were you trying to cut her lunch? Were you having a crack?
He was very respectful about her and I thought it was
really
lovely.
Did you leave separately?
Yeah.
Yes, we left separately.
Is he really short?
He's not really short.
Was he wearing platforms?
No, he wasn't. He was gorgeous.
Was he running really fast?
Stop it. Was his what?
Did he have his naval officer uniform on?
I wish he had.
Top Gun?
A Few Good Men?
I wish.
Oh, no, a Top Gun.
Top Gun.
So what's your point? You had a one-night stand with Tom Cruise. Let's move on.
Wow.
What? First of all, not my point. I'm bringing content to the show for a start. He has to finish a movie.
Right.
And he can't do it anywhere else except Norway.
Norway.
So Norway's letting him stay there.
What's going on in Norway?
Have to quarantine.
What's so specific about Norway?
Yeah.
Well, Norway reimposed quarantine on arrivals from Spain at midnight because they've got a spike in viruses. Mm. But they said such restrictions would not apply to the team behind the latest Mission Impossible movie.
Oh,
the crew are going to be allowed to enter to film scenes for the seventh instalment without facing any quarantine requirements, regardless of where they're coming
that
from.
Stinks.
We should make a list of celebrities who never quarantined.
Yeah.
That is...
Just don't know the circumstances. His, that is providing a lot of work for a lot of people.
Why do you take his side? Why are you sticking up for him?
Yes, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Your Honour? Now, listen.
What?
Could he only film in Norway?
Know?
What were the scenes that had to be filmed in
Norway? Why do you reckon?
Oh, rough.
Have a guess.
Well, I don't know. What? Alpine?
Well, surely there's some mountain scene.
There'll be a fjord involved.
He does very dramatic scenes.
We're thinking Norway. We're thinking
Northern
Norway.
Lights.
It's been partly subsidised by the Norwegian Film Institute as well, to the tune of €5 million.
It sounds like a racket. And so they've just let him in.
Yeah.
So where's he quarantining? In what?
In Oslo.
A Norwegian castle?
Yeah.
I'd say just, you know, someone's mansion, some radio host's show, some stupid drive host from Norway. All right, can we move on now?
Do you keep in touch?
Yeah.
All the time.
Do you keep in touch? Like, do you send a Christmas card or?
No, I don't.
If he came to Australia, would he call you?
No. No. I had to think
about it. Is his phone number in your phone?
Could you ring him now?
You will never know. Never know. I am not saying anything.
Well,
see, I'm a classy celebrity.
Okay.
I don't.
Can I change a tack for a second?
Okay.
More Apocalypse Watch.
Yeah.
Guess what? Where's the story? Baboons baboons at a popular British safari park.
Yeah.
Have been seen stalking the facility armed with weapons, raising concerns that visitors have been arming the monkeys for a laugh. So
for a laugh?
That's funny.
So they're going into people's toolboxes, carrying them around. One of the baboons was seen with a chainsaw. A baboon in the wild, I thought, would be scary enough. But a baboon carrying a chainsaw.
Baboons are very intimidating en masse because they look like people.
So you've seen one? Have you been to Africa?
Listen, I was driving along in Africa on a deserted road. Of what I thought was a deserted road until all the baboons came out and they climbed all over the car.
I've seen the footage.
I'll send the footage to you. And show
how funny is baboons?
Why have they got chainsaws? They're very heavy.
Baboons wandering around. You get more than you bargain for there.
I'll say.
I wouldn't make fun of their bright red bots. Sorry, mate. What are you laughing at? Oh, you having a laugh?
That's right.
Whack on the head with the ammo. So he's finding it funny now, mate.
I want to know where they get the oil and the petrol to load up the.
What if I can start it?
That's all I can imagine.
Oh, man, that would be great.
I like that site. That's amusing.
I'd like to see that. I'd go to the zoo if all the baboons were armed.
Yeah.
How much fun would they be? I'd form an army.
Would you?
A baboon army.
Chainsaw
baboons
massacre.
Rock.
Yeah, they are. They're
baboons
good. All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to do some rescue news.
All right.
Oh, this is big.
Then huge.
Narrowly Meadows coming up too.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Oh, by the way, have you been paying attention back on Channel 10 tonight? Mick's going to be on it. Kitty Flanagan as well.
I'm
She'll
a 50,
be joining.
50.
You have to turn up. You can't let everyone down. You
that
can't.
Sounds like a good show. I can't wait to
They're
curl
all
up
shows.
On the couch.
It's a bloody good show, especially in COVID-like conditions, in a lockdown scenario.
We want to have a laugh, don't you?
Park your ass in front of the TV, get the family together, and have a laugh, you idiots.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, now, rescue news. We're going to start down the shallow end of the pool. And talk about a St. Bernard, which is a 55-kilogram dog, which had to be rescued.
Oh, now, the St. Bernard did.
It's
the St.
Upsetting.
Bernard had to be rescued. Do we have the story?
Yeah.
Daisy, the St. Bernard, found herself in need of a saviour when she got a sore leg on a hike up England's tallest mountain. Carrying 55 kilos of dog down a mountain, the rescue team had to navigate streams and farmers' gates before getting the big girl back on relatively flat ground.
Yeah,
that's just embarrassing for a second.
It is a little, because you would think St Bernard's, that's, they have one job.
to rescue people.
Yeah.
So when you are being rescued.
Yeah.
Oh, her face. She looks so embarrassed.
Oh, what a rescue. Man. She would have been. That's the dogs. You know, dogs, when you put a bucket on their head and they know you're laughing at them. Yes. Don't look at me. You know, they've got that look.
That is the look she's got. Look
Bernard
at these rescuers.
Would have the look of, I've done really bad here, haven't I?
It took 16 volunteers. That's a lot of people to bring her down.
So they still carry alcohol?
Hours.
You know, the little barrel of alcohol?
Yeah. She'd nipped all that. That's how, that was part of her problem. She got stuck up there.
She's staggering around the mountain.
I'm glad she was rescued.
It reminds me of Floyd. Remember Floyd, the mastiff?
Talking about the walk of shame.
Walk of shame. This is one of the biggest dogs you've ever seen being brought down a mountain by two people on a stretcher. We've got the story?
Floyd, a 190-pound mastiff, was hiking with his human pal when he got hurt and couldn't go on. Other hikers on the trail called for help, and then Salt Lake City County Search and Rescue went into action. It did take a few hours, but they were able to get Floyd down. They say he was a very good boy the whole time.
Floyd, 190-pound dog. I would have probably... That's got doggy heaven written all over it. I don't think that dog's coming down the mountain.
I just love Floyd's name too. What a great name for a dog.
He's good, isn't it?
We've got the footage of that. We should post it.
That's funny.
That. That is very good. Now let's get on to the main course here, which is our own Prime Minister is a hero.
A superhero.
He is.
There goes
my
hero.
ScoMo.
We salute you.
Through the roof, been front and centre.
He just rolls up his sleeve and he just does everything. He's an amazing superhero.
Well, now he has rescued a woman from a cliff top. Here is how it was reported.
The moment Scott Morrison leapt from Prime Minister to First Responder. Just metres behind him, Cheryl Ferguson has fallen on rocks, bleeding heavily from a severed artery in her arm. She screamed for help. And help arrived in the form of Scott Morrison, who happened to be nearby as part of a walk through his electorate.
Wow.
Hey, is there anything he can't do?
Let's just unpack really what's
Before
going
we
on.
Do that, can we just listen to her response? This is the woman who was actually injured, Cheryl.
She's very grateful.
She's pretty impressed with the PM.
He was squatting down and I saw that half smile that he gets on his face, and he was just so calm and relaxed. And with that, his wonderful security guard was there in no time at all and applied a tourniquet. My anaesthetist said, he saved your life, ScoMo saved your life, and I'm just profoundly grateful.
Well done, Scott.
Okay.
ScoMo has saved Cheryl's life, and I'm guessing some outback. Kind of rocky.
That sounds,
no, actually, it was right near Cronulla. Yeah, it was real close by. It was the next suburb. Cornell.
She's on a walking track in Cronulla. She's fallen over and they've
bandaged her ankle.
And they've bandaged her arm.
I believe her husband at the time, she said, I think I read something where her husband really freaked out and didn't know what to do.
Well done, husband.
But ScoMo swooped.
Yeah.
Well, ScoMo leapt across the sand. He was obviously doing a bit of publicity. Right. And it was his...
Probably pushed her in the first place.
Very good publicity.
Yep.
His security officer was with her and she was saying, get me a tourniquet, because she knew it. She'd split an artery. Blood was spurting everywhere. And so apparently I go, did ScoMo do the... tourniquet? No. That was the security officer who actually saved her life. He was reassuring and calm.
You mopping your brow?
Yeah.
Had that lovely smile.
A little sort of smile.
You know that smile we've seen on the podium?
I think it's more of a smirk, isn't it?
Anyway, we salute you, our Prime Minister, and we call you...
Oh.
Let's do it. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you rescued someone? Have you been rescued? Mm-hmm. Give us a call. You might win a prize. Have we got anything at the moment?
Yeah, we've got tickets to go see The Killers. It's the Garage Session.
That's a good prize.
What a prize.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Get
involved.
1-3-3-5-3.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Merrily Meadows with our Monday Sports Wrap. That's coming up. Kitty Flanagan soon as well. But it seems that our Prime Minister is a goddamn hero.
He's a hero. Be like ScoMo.
Yeah.
He's a fearless leader. He's unassailable in the polls at the moment. And he's running around bandaging
saving Australian
damsels
women
in distress. Yep. Good on you, ScoMo. Keep up the good work. Mm. Daryl's on the line. Daryl, have you rescued somebody?
Hey, Mick. Jane, how you going?
Good. Who'd you rescue?
Yeah, listen, I was having a smoker one day and an old fella driving a van, he had a stroke. Anyway, I was finishing my smoke and his car drove right into the car parked in front of me.
Yep.
I dragged him out of the car and pulled him onto the grass. Then the car exploded and burnt my shirt to my back.
Oh, just in the nick of time.
What a guy.
And he lived.
What I like, Daryl, is you're smoking and he's the one that's had the stroke. It doesn't seem right somehow.
That's true.
Lucky I was smoking, otherwise he'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, lucky you were having your smoke on, Daryl.
And Daryl, as a car exploded, did you do one of those dramatic dives so you're in midair as the bomb?
No, I had to stand over him. Otherwise, he wasn't moving.
And did he say thanks, mate?
Yeah, he did. He bought me a Tesla ticket.
Ah, good on
you. I never won, but hey, he bought me a ticket.
We should give you some Brick Lane then.
Thought the cows. Yeah, case of Brick Lane coming your way.
Oh, man.
Base lager, Sean.
Good on you, Daryl.
You deserve to be rewarded. Daryl, Sean's on the line. Sean, what happened to you, mate?
Yeah, Mick, Jane, Dave, there you go.
Good.
I was down on the real pier with me kids and me wife. We were having a little fish there, and there was this drunken woman with her little 3-year-old kid, and she was trying to pick up a couple of blokes at the end of the pier.
Right.
And her kid was near the edge of the pier, and I said, hey, do you want to watch your kid? And she goes, yeah, she'll be right. All of a sudden, the kid was in the water, and I jumped in, down to the real pier. You know, the water runs there, Mick. Jumped in lucky it was up the left end of the pier. And
mate, you're a good man. You've probably saved a young boy's life. And that woman, I hope, has learnt a valuable lesson. Thanks for your time, Sean. Jad Daniel's on the line.
Daniel. Yeah, g'day, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good idea, mate. What did you do? How did you save someone's life?
Yeah, mate, I was at a beer festival, and 10 a.m. in the morning, I poured myself a first beer. I was manning a beer stall, and a bloke about 5 stalls over hit the deck, and he'd had a heart attack, but we didn't know until we approached the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's come up to us, and they're like, yeah, we need first aid. We popped over. We basically, long story short, we pumped his chest for 40 minutes. He came in and out 4 different
Good
times.
God, you're joking. And, that's so long.
It was pretty freaky, and we were just hanging for the ambulance to get there. But he come alive, and then he went out again, and he went through about 5 different colours, from blues, beige, purple.
Whole spectrum.
Yeah. And, mate, tell you what's weird, though. I poured myself a beer. It was in the middle of winter. It was a chili vanilla stout. That was an F craft beer.
I would have had about 5 beers during the 40 minutes I spent reviving him. I'm not going without a beer at the beer festival. I'm happy to pump his chest, but...
I did have to focus on him a little bit. We had to watch his tummy, make sure we weren't pumping when he was breathing. So, had to make sure we're doing the right
Good
thing.
Good on you, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you for sharing
story,
that
mate.
Story. We love hearing that. G'day, Damien. How are you going?
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mickey. My son, Heath. I had an accident. We were working together. He was 16, probably 8 years ago. I fell through the roof, landed on my head, and I was out. 10 minutes I was out. He's had to sustain my life until the ambulance got there and got airlifted to the Alfred.
And what did he do? What was he doing? Tending to you?
He was poking me. Dad, wake up. Right? No.
How old was he at the time?
Yeah, my boys would have been going through my pockets. telling
I was 16.
You, would have
He's
done 16. A runner.
Oh, well. Kids would be frightened by
He's
that.
He's your hero, Damien. Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Give you tickets to go see The Killers, by the way.
Yeah,
the
we will do.
Oh, you'll love this.
Have you ever been rescued, Jane? Have you ever...
I have been rescued in a rip, but I also managed to rescue a couple of tourists swimming in Bondi Beach. And and they managed to pull me down, almost drown me.
That's the danger.
Mm. It is the danger. I also rescued a kid.
Who were they? Backpackers?
Yeah, there was English backpackers. Yeah,
see,
there's a lot
see,
of
I would have seriously
stories,
considered so. Whether that's worth it or not.
Okay.
I would have.
They were very sunburnt
first.
As well.
I would have gone out and asked first. I've always said this about the Westpac helicopter because I bake at Westpac.
Yes. Yeah.
I just don't think we should be saving anyone who bakes at other.
Okay. So, no, that's not. I
would that's be, the spirit.
I'd be hoisted down. Hey, mate. Eat your bank with. If it's not Westpac.
Right.
See ya.
St. George.
You say NAB.
Waiter, yeah. Check please.
No.
I've was saved, I suppose. I had my thumb nearly cut off, clean cut off, and it was hanging down there. It was a pocket knife fight on a school camp.
This is ridiculous.
You almost bled out, did you?
But I'm at Glen Maggie school camp.
Okay.
And we're four 4 miles from anywhere. So they've wrapped up my hand in a tea towel.
So much going on.
And they go, right, we've got to drive you 4 hours.
4 hours?
Right, but not to a doctor.
What?
To a vet. Because the only doctor close was the vet.
Right.
So now they go, do you want your mate to come with you? So I said, yeah. So my mate came with me, yes. Simon.
Is he the one that done it?
Well, have a look. It's a long story. He comes with me. So we go 4 hours to see the vet to stitch my thumb back on. Of course, he's not out. He's not there. He's out delivering calves. So by the time he gets back, I'm lying on the table.
Of
he unrests the tea tray and he goes, oh, jeez, has your mate seen this? Come over here. So my mate Simon comes over, sees it and faints. So now I have to get up and he is on the table.
To be treated.
I'm standing there with
thumbless.
Thumb.
No.
And now you
try and revive my mate.
So you're really the hero.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
I posted a picture of the scar. Do you know what? I went back to the doctor and the doctor said they did a very, very good job.
Well done.
Well, vets do a good job.
Yeah.
He just thought you were a big bull.
Right. 1-3-3-5-3. We may take your call. Yeah. Oh, no, we've got Neroli coming up.
We have.
With
the
our
show is full.
Weekend sport wrap-up right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Sports Wrap.
And helping us out for the Monday Wrap for the full review of the weekend in sport, it's Neroli Meadows. How are you, Nez?
Very well, thank you, Mickey. Good to be here.
Are you still exiled? Because I know you're a Perth girl. Hello to everyone listening to us on
94.5.
Yep.
I'm a West Aussie girl, but stuck in St Kilda at the moment. They won't let me back in.
So you're stuck in Melbourne in lockdown. Yep. You still can't get in.
I want to see my family again. Wear your masks and let me in.
You'll be right. Now, listen, let's get on to the piping hot news and start with the EPL. Who's up, who's down? What were the big movements?
Yeah, it's all done and dusted. So Watford, Bournemouth and Norwich have all been relegated, which means Aston Villa survive after finishing 1 point above Bournemouth. And at the other end of the table, Manchester United, they beat Leicester 2-0 to secure a Champions League spot. Now, this is heartbreak for Leicester because they spent more than 300 days in the top four, knocked out right at the end there. So top four finish, Liverpool on top, Man City, Man U and Chelsea in fourth. Leicester just come in and fifth.
They did win the Premier League, though, and the only team to do it outside of... that's right. That was... Do you know what? If you think of fairy tale sporting stories, I don't know if I can think of a bigger one. Straight off the top of my head, maybe the ice hockey, you know, USA, Russia. But that's right up there as an absolute... No one saw that coming.
Yeah, Leicester, I think they can put everything away. They've done, they've achieved it all. It's all good.
And so coming up, of course, the mighty Leeds United with El Loco in charge. We know El Loco. He's a crazy dude. And did Hammers go up? Hammers went up.
Yeah, so it's all good now and Leeds are back in, so you're very, very happy indeed. And it's been a long time coming. But I've got a story for you, Mickey,
is
the most Mickey story of all time.
I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start calling you Lou. And the reason why I'm going to start calling you Lou is because there is a bloke from the NBA who, they're basically, for anyone who doesn't know, they've created a bubble, much like the AFL.
Sure.
Clubs have created a bubble in the States to get the NBA going again. It's in Orlando. This bloke from the Clippers was given an exemption to leave the Orlando bubble for a funeral. It was a friend's father. So, you know, that's quite sad.
Yeah, it is.
But afterwards, he was photographed at a gentleman's club. And he says he went to Atlanta's Magic City strip club to after the food, tweeting, ask any of my teammates what's my favourite restaurant in Atlanta is. Ain't nobody partying. Chill out. Lol.
He loves the all-you-can-eat smorgasbord. Is what he's after. That is incredible. So he's been...
Well, though he doesn't let you down. That's Lou Williams. And another guy that we love is Mike Tyson. He's having a comeback. What's going on?
This is incredible. Do you know what?
He looks really good, doesn't he?
I think he's a genuine chance. Yeah. We can see at the heavyweight division there's that champions have won at the age of 50. So George Foreman, I think, won at a very old age.
And he started at a young age, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's 54 years old, Mike Tyson. His last fight was in 2005. That was 15 years ago for those. So you can't do simple math of 2020 minus 2005.
I get your point. Well made.
he confirms his comeback is up against Roy Jones Jr. It'll be an 8-round exhibition bout in September 12. Hopefully it all goes ahead with coronavirus. Roy Jones Jr. is 51. Now, the controversy here is that obviously Mike Tyson was known for his knockout blows.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying that because this one is more of a friendly environment, it's going to be potentially bigger gloves and they're not actually going for knockout blows. So,
bigger gloves?
Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing, yeah, absolutely. So it is a bit.
Why don't they just put on those sumo suits that guys do when they want to have a wrestle?
That sound the most. A 54-year-old and a 51-year-old doesn't sound.
I want to see a 50-year-old carted out on a stretcher, damn it.
And the thing that I love most about this is it paved the way for a story to emerge from many, many years ago. Mike Tyson and his partner at the time, he basically bribed a zookeeper to let him into the zoo outside ours. So they had the zoo to himself. Yeah. He then additionally tried to bribe this zookeeper $14,000 to fight a silverback gorilla because he thought it was bullying all of the other primates.
So the partner of his time too, Nez, was Robin Givens, who was the big spunk of the day, and she was one of those, a great actress, but she was trouble as well.
She appeared on telly with her mum in an interview bagging him.
She bagged him. As a couple, they were amazing.
Hang on, Nez, you buried the lead. But the reason he wanted to fight the silverback was because he felt it was bullying the other gorillas?
Yes.
He thought it was being a bit too menacing and he wanted to step in and stand up for all the other primates.
To the rescue.
He felt like they were threatened.
Do you know what we should do?
To anyone listening, they didn't accept the bribe. Right. This didn't actually eventuate.
We should release the baboon with the chainsaw. We're running out of time. I've just one quick one. I want to ask you about Ninja Warrior. Is it a sport?
See, I don't think it's a sport because the producers pick who goes on based a lot on their story as well as their ability.
So,
having said that, if you set up a course in the Olympics, I reckon it would make it a great an Olympic sport that people actually had to,
try out
for.
I'd post record times.
I mean, the guy.
Tower of Power.
Oh, my God. He's trying to climb a wall. Yeah.
Jake Baker was the star of the show in the opening night and he has rats for pets. So, I mean, we can't get around that in the Olympics.
Okay.
Is Ninja Warrior a sport? We put it on the Kennedy Malloy website. Yeah, 24%. Nah, 75%. Okay. So it is. It's if that's a sport, so, celebrity splash is a sport, isn't it? That's like diving off a high board.
Well, you know what I think about synchronized swimming too. So there you go. That is a sport, and it does work.
You won't let it go. You're always going those girls.
Oh, I've lost my calling.
Hey, Nez, what do we need to watch out for this week? Anything we should keep an eye on? There's still footy in NRL. It's pretty perpetual at the moment, isn't it? The AFL's 33 games in 20 days. The NRL's around the clock, which, don't let go of the remote, people.
Absolutely. And you know what? The netball starts this weekend as well. And just quickly and finishing on this, but The Age ran a review and gave the netball season starting up, the Super Netball, 2.5 stars and said, once just for schoolgirls and workplace bonding, this is now a full glamour sport for many. Shame, shame, shame. I thought
it is 2020, Nez, isn't it?
I know the Spanish flu has been brought up a lot, but can we please move on?
And that's The Age, not Picture Magazine, isn't it?
No.
I would have thought. How do you review? Jane makes a point. How do you review something that hasn't even started?
This is very true. The other thing that got 2.5 stars was Hitler's supercars. So
well done, Nez.
Good on you, Nez. Thanks for bringing us up to speed. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Narrowly Meadows there. The Song Whisperer's next.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Phoebe Flanagan, she's on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight. She's one of the funniest women in Australia.
I agree.
Are you saying she'd be better than me?
Not better. Not better. She's just, she's one of the funniest people in Australia.
I get where you're coming from. You know what? She's the most passive aggressive.
Do you think I'm passag? I don't think so.
No.
I'm just lovable.
Jane's ag.
I'm not ag. Hey, Song Whisperer.
And a classy celebrity.
Yes, I am a classy celebrity.
Jump straight into the frame.
I'll just come in.
He's up and about. Haven't even played your theme yet.
No, you're right. Apologies.
But do you think she would be funnier than me on Have You Been Paying Attention if we were?
Oh, no. I think it's a draw. I love you both. I'm not that stupid.
All right. And what else, Dave?
We've got that. I Call BS.
It's got to be Royal Watch today, isn't it?
Let's just say someone might be up the duff.
Whoa.
And shotgun.
Okay.
And Prince Harry has been allegedly on a 72-hour bender. Please be true. Please.
Someone else has been missing. Anyway, we'll get to that. Another royal.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, I can't wait. Can we do it now? Hang about, everybody. All right, time for this bloke.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Got something good? Something Monday-ish?
I think
not
so.
Not a tale of woe.
Not
something.
A tale of woe at all.
Yeah, good.
I like this.
All right, far away. Fleetwood Mac. I don't feel like Fleetwood Mac.
Calm down and don't preempt the Song Whisperer. Have respect.
This is not Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Okay, so just for you.
No Billy Joel.
Oh. Thank
you. Okay, this is song about lust. Maybe
now you're talking.
Maybe love, but most likely lust. Mm-hmm. She knows what she wants, and her message to a specific paramour is, if you know what you want, you know where to find me. It's a sort of sugar daddy setup. She has a writer, and if he's willing to agree to terms, she offers a specific way for this contact to take place.
All right, you have used the word to our Triple M audience, paramour. Are you comfortable with this?
I'm comfortable with that. Okay. I think even if
you don't
know the word,
I'm not
going
to have a guess.
We'll
I think I know this.
Do you?
Oh.
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm not going to say it.
All right. Well.
Oh, you're not going to say it because you think you know it.
I'm not going to say it because I think I know it. I think I ruined the whole thing. Dave, what have you got?
I was thinking like Lust for Life.
Good song.
Yeah.
That was a tambourine song.
Of course.
We'll have to do it again.
We've got to do another one.
Round two. By the way, the crits on the tambourine special were very good.
Yeah, no, it was...
Yes, they were. People did love it. We'll pick another instrument.
Well, see, Jane, when you do your research and when you take responsibility for something, like I do...
Oh, my God.
You finish, you follow through.
Are we going on with Bassoon Tuesday? Is that happening or not?
Bassoon Tuesday. Jane, are you having a guess?
Ring Ring by ABBA.
Whoa.
Well, it fits the brief. Fits the brief.
But it's not correct.
All right, 133353, get on board.
Yeah, and if you're right, we're going to give you tickets to go see The Killers with our Garage session and price back too, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, welcome to the big second hour. I cannot wait to lock horns with one Kitty Flanagan, who's on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight?
Yes.
Tune in for that reason and that reason alone.
You're on it too.
You're on it, Mickey.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to march in there, tips the table over, and punch
Tom.
I feel fine.
Why don't you punch Tom?
I will.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'll throw him across the room like a dwarf. if you're still allowed to do that.
All right, you've set the pace.
Times have changed. That was an Olympic vent once.
No, hey, really?
I call bullshit, Jane. You are all over it.
I am. Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon's friendship is over, people.
Oh, what? Oh.
I know you're going to be distressed about that.
Can't believe it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't just drop that on me. Next time, can you give me some warning?
I'm going to give you stuff like
that. Our Deadpool is up and running. We've lost a few over the weekend, including one from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
One down.
Yes. One down. Yes, and Olivia de Havilland.
Oh.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with a song whisperer. Still beardless.
Yeah. Still
is it coming back? You've got a bit of stubble.
It's not going to come back.
What are you doing? Yeah, I think I'm just going to go clean shaven.
Yeah, I'd
from here on out. You think so?
You still look a bit dorky, though.
A bit dorky, like my boys would say.
A bit of respect for our executive producer, please. Yeah. I mean, sorry, the song whisperer.
Thank you, Jim.
As our executive producer, I give him respect, but when is the song whisperer? It's a free game.
That's right.
So we all.
I'm just some guy with a synopsis.
With vast musical knowledge.
Righto, then synopsis, please, for today, sir.
This is a song about lust, maybe love, but most likely lust. Mm. She knows what she wants, and her message to a specific paramour is, if you know what you want, you know where to find me. It's a sort of sugar daddy setup. She has a writer, and if he's willing to agree to terms, she offers a specific way for this contact to take place.
I like
You've
this.
Made it very unromantic, though. Really? It's very clinical.
Do you have a number? Can I contact you?
Oh, you're giving away too many clues, I think.
Have I?
Yes.
Who knows? I don't know what the song is. Ash is on the line. Ash, where are you calling
from? Guys, how are we?
Where are you calling
Townsville,
from?
Beautiful Townsville.
Townsville, no problems up there. What is it, a balmy 24 today or what is it?
Oh, mate, I think it's, high 20s.
All right. Clear
righto. Skies.
Take it easy.
Righto. You outdoors, are you? Going for a swim, riding your bike. Stuff
mate,
you,
got
Ash.
The budgies out. It's a beautiful day.
Look God.
Out. All right, too much information, Ash. What's the song?
I think it's Escape, the Pina Colada song. If you like Pina
Colada. Comes up a lot.
It
does.
Yeah,
but it kind of fits, doesn't it? You like
every single day somebody suggests this song.
It does. It's one of
it must cover
a
lot of bases.
What are you saying, Ash? Is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Is it the Pina Colada song?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, Ash.
Ash, I'm going to send you a case of Brick Lane Base Lager or Pale Ale. It's up to you. They're both world class. I'm going to send them up to you so you can sit there in the sunshine on the beach and drink those bastards.
And your budgies. Did you say budgies, smugglers?
Sorry?
I don't mean to shock you, Ash. Did you say that you're wearing your budgies, smugglers?
Oh, I could be wearing whatever you want.
Okay, Ash.
I have to wear the old cockatoo smugglers.
You are full of it. Shout out to Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
Oh, yes. Who's on there?
That's Steve Price. Pricey for breakfast.
Oh, Pricey.
Local legend with his Hawaiian shirts.
Flamboyant.
He is.
Oh, Mick is the king of Hawaiian shirts.
I beg your pardon?
You're the king of Hawaiian shirts. I'm giving you a compliment.
Two types of people get away with a higher shirt. Fat guys and gay guys.
Okay. Oh, I fit one of those.
I am one of those. At least one. Hey, David. David.
What?
What's going on?
David. Sorry, David.
Where are you calling from?
Mate, I'm sunny downtown Adelaide, Mick.
Whereabouts?
Oh, I live at Golden Grove, mate. I'm just in the city, and I'm right near the Adelaide Oval.
It's
a great name, too, of a suburb, Golden Grove, I've got to say.
You know what it is? I'm suspicious. It's like one of those ones where they say Century Palms because it's built on a swamp, and they've imported two palm trees to make it look Golden
it's
Grove.
It's a great name.
Hey, by the way, how far from Adelaide Oval?
About 500 metres. I can see the light tower from...
Oh, yeah, you bought a bucket of their chips, have you? You bought a bucket of their chips lately?
Oh, mate, I went Saturday night to the footy and the chips are appalling.
Not happy.
Chips are... Hey, this is the biggest news story in Australia this year, as far as I'm concerned. This is... it's
there's
be
a
done.
Bit of editorial there from David, but that's
Okay, mate, what's the song?
8675309.
Oh. I just went a third below there. Yeah.
That was excellent.
Half a second out too.
But it's 8675309, but you got to put an 03 in front of it, depending on which.
Shinny, I've got your number.
Not correct. Who sang that, Dane?
David.
Dane, who sang that song?
That was talking about the old air check of mine. Did you want to hear?
A classic out of the 60s for Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. Also, Tommy Tutone there and Jenny, 867-5309.
Well done, song whisperer.
Thanks for that. Jen's calling. Jen, what do you reckon?
Oh, hi. I reckon it is Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
It's an epic tune.
It is. It's operatic, isn't it?
It is opera. It's a mini opera.
Yeah.
I think it's still one of the highest selling albums ever, isn't it?
Like, Bad Out of Hell probably is.
Know the album off by heart. Every word. Every song.
Yeah. It's an amazing album. But in this instance,
that's my karaoke song.
Well, it's a good, you'd be up there for a long time.
Oh my God.
Is it a song or not?
It's not correct.
Ah, sorry, Jen.
Hi, Jen. Okay.
Jen, where are you calling us from? You, where?
Jen?
Yes.
And where are you calling us from?
Oh, I was calling from not Sunny Leichhardt.
Oh, yes.
Well, I tell you what, I need the address because I'm sending you a case of Brick Lane Pale Ale.
Well done, Jen.
So you can
nick
a couple
back.
Of those at your leisure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Jake, where are you calling from?
Jake.
Where are you from?
I'm a year minor, Central Coast.
Central Coast. What
gorgeous.
A part
of the world.
Fellas. Seagulls. Seagulls? Is that an RSL there?
Oh, that was on the Gold Coast.
It?
No, what part of the Central Coast? Can you be more specific?
I'm a year minor.
No.
Oh, right. Your miners, brilliant.
Right next to the beach, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And no, I choose not to be more specific.
Okay. You're just difficult. You're difficult to deal with.
Jake, what's the song, mate?
Actually, after listening to the quiz a second time, I want to change what I said. I think it's the... can I change what I was originally said?
No, mate. It's not possible in this world.
You going to go with your first one?
Go with your instinct. Love is a battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a battlefield.
She is a brilliant singer. This is a great pop song. A great pop song. That's not being rude, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. This is amazing. Jake.
Does it fit?
So, where does he fit in?
Not Pat Benatar. Sorry, Jake.
Stay on the line, Jake, but after we get the winner, I want to find out what you were going to say. Hey, Jenny, calling from?
From Brisbane.
Ah, one of the great spots. Thanks for taking care of all our AFL teams. You're very kind.
No problem.
You're a great state. What's the song, Jenny?
I think it's Blondie, Call Me.
One of the coolest women in the world.
Can I say my first ever adolescent crush?
I had a girl crush. Was Blondie.
We listened to.
I find it hard to let go.
Whenever we were in the car with my parents, we listened to news radio. My dad loved talk radio, except he would turn on music, and I would say, "Dad, I didn't know you liked music." And my mom said, "I just think he likes Blondie."
and have you had therapy since then? Might start it right now, Jane.
Bit of rap early on.
Let it go,
Blondie was doing all sorts of things.
She was doing rap.
A muse for Andy Warhol. What else do we
know?
But
is she happy?
Talented, wonderful.
Big solo career as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what?
Okay, we all know.
She should have died at 27.
Oh, no.
Well, that's an uplifting note to end on.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's still alive.
The 27 Club.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is, and I don't mean her ill will,
it ruins her memory. She's
just one of those ethereal artists that you remember. Yeah.
Like a Kurt Cobain. And
sure. That moment of time, she was.
She dominated.
I'm just fascinated by all of your descriptions. They're fantastic.
It was incredible.
She's an amazing woman.
It's correct.
Does that mean we get to hear the goddamn song?
Yeah.
Hey, can you put Jake back on?
Well done, Jenny. Killer's tickets for you. Let's go back to Jake.
Hey, Jake, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, is it 10cc? I don't know.
Let's just play the song.
Good on you, Jake. Well, we're going to give you some Brick Lane, Jake, too, for being so honest.
Jenny's got the killer tickets.
She does indeed. Congratulations to you. Kitty Flanagan up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have a caller who says that Blondie nearly did die, and we'll tell you the circumstances, but we'll check in with him afterwards. In the meantime.
It's a teaser, is it?
Wow. Yeah, it's a fascinating story if it's true. We're just trying to see if it was verified.
Okay.
Would have been a great way to go out. You would have been canonized forever.
Yeah. Really?
I'm going to say great way to go out. Yeah. Like you'd obviously
you don't want to go out, but you know.
It's just not ideal. Hey. Have you been paying attention since tonight?
Who's on it?
Pete
Hellier.
I'm a 50-50
chance. No, you're going to turn up.
Do you know what? I'm a loose cannon. I'm a free spirit. But if I do what I want, Dave.
No, you're professional.
If the network promotes you, you've got to turn up. Yeah, put a lot of money on it.
We'll see how we go. But our next guest is it's Kitty Flanagan. How are you, Kitty?
Kitty, you've worked with this man before.
She'll turn up. She's a yes man. She'll turn up and work for the man.
It's delightful to be on with you, Mick, and not have you complaining about not getting to be on. Have you been?
You know how much I love going on that show, and I can't wait to knock it about with you, Pete Hellier, Amanda Keller, and Ed Cavalli. So,
well, that's a pretty nice lineup. Yeah. I like to see all those people on my telly at night.
Well, you will indeed. So,
exciting teaser. We're doing Binge This tonight.
Oh, okay. My God. That's down my alley.
That was a joke,
binge
wasn't
this.
It? Was that? They only did that once, didn't they?
Really?
Binge This?
Binge This, it's back.
Oh, right. Crikey.
You're on after Bachelor in Paradise. May I ask, have you watched?
Oh, so I'll be on all night episode? Then, will I?
Kitty, have you copped an eyeful of copped any of this show? Bloody hell. Do you know what's going on? It's insane.
It just seems to be the same as last time. I tuned in for a minute and just went, hang on. All these people are on last
time. Correct.
Kira's back again.
Kira's back again.
What about
She's
the guy bawling his eyes out?
Oh, yeah. Like, Jamie, because he's 40.
They don't bawl their eyes out on Manus Island, let alone here on a contestant show, you idiot. What is wrong with you? Anyway.
Kitty, I know. Anyway, well, that's the big show you're following, and we can't wait to see you and have you been paying attention. Yeah. And what has been going on with you, Kitty?
Well, I have been watching a lot of shows lately.
Yep. Yeah.
There's not much else to do. I've been watching a lot of content.
Down. What's your go-to? Yeah. What are you binging on? Yeah. Have you got anything?
Well, I started re-watching The West Wing, which is a bit of a tonic at the moment because it makes you go, oh, imagine if we had a president like that.
You mean a fantasy president written by somebody?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and does all the right things. But there was something in it that really annoyed me that I went, God, I've seen this so many times. In shows, and it's the high class escort, but she's only a high class escort because she's putting herself through law school.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. She's really smart.
What offends you about that?
Oh my God.
Well, I just don't know how else you're supposed to put yourself through law school in America because every time someone's on a show, they're always like cooking on the side in order to put themselves through law school.
They've got some hot lawyers in America.
My biggest question is, though, how do men put themselves through law school?
Kitty, that is the pertinent point here, and I think you've brought up something.
Is your suggestion that it never happens in real life?
I would say no.
Probably. I would say the inference that the girls love doing their job and are doing it and they're really intelligent, which is perceived in purported in these shows.
It's also, I think it's actually quite insulting to the escort service because it's like it's not enough of a job to just go, oh, well, I quite like doing this job. You have to go, I'm only doing it to put myself through law school.
I tell you what, if you came down to who people trust more, I think they would go with escorts ahead of lawyers. So that's what's got your beef at the moment, is it?
Well, now, of course, I'm looking for other things in shows that I just go, oh, see, that never happens. Like whenever I see someone cooking in the kitchen and dancing as they're stirring the pot, it's like, oh, come on, that doesn't happen. You're focusing. You're trying to follow the recipe. You're going backwards and forwards
100%.
From the fridge to the pot. You're not like going, oh, do you know what? I'm just gonna do a bit of, just a bit of crazy
it looks
swinging
hot,
of my hips
it,
while I'm stirring. I just don't buy it.
I'm imagining you with the pepper grinder out.
Yeah,
grating some cheese and twerking.
Is that too much?
Do you know what? That'd be a great episode of MasterChef where they have to cook a dish but they have to dance as well.
Yes,
you can
exactly.
Pick the tunes.
Kitty, I understand
That's
what
a really
you're saying
good
too.
Thing to move.
Mm. I've always been bothered by the apartments that struggling cops and detectives live in. That's always bothered me.
Yes, you're right.
Well, something to look out for. I'm binging a lot, so it's good to know that you're still doing it.
I don't think people drink coffee properly.
Really?
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I think there's no water in those cups because I've studied them and they never swallow.
Yeah, either that or the coffee's just cold all the time.
Well, sometimes they pick up their mobile phones and they're on, but they're not, like, talking to anybody.
You know what I mean?
See, I'm big on that too, yeah. Dave. I love. I want to make sure.
Oh, we could be here all day at this rate. We can take calls on this. This is fantastic,
we
Kitty.
We could take calls on it, Kitty.
I like it a lot. Hey, Kitty, how's your podcast going? Can I ask you? Do a podcast with Dave O'Neill, who's one of our favourites. What's it called?
The Junkies.
That's the Junkies, and you just talk about junk food and you rate it. Now, he's like the doyen. He's like the Matt Preston of junk food, I reckon, for when it comes to tasting and ordering. What are you bringing to the table?
Oh, well, that was the surprise for Dave, that we did a car trip back from a gig, and he was surprised at my extensive knowledge of sweet and salty snacks.
Oh, that'd be like dirty talk today. It's like pillow talk.
That's true.
And so you headed off, what's your biggest surprise so far? What have you learnt?
Well, the biggest surprise came in the chicken chip taste test, where we compared brands.
Samboy, it's got to be Samboy.
Well, that's what we say too, Mick, but we haven't been able to find the Samboy chicken chip. I've only just found a place to get some salt and vinegar Samboy chips and some atomic tomato, so they're coming up in a future episode.
I don't want to throw you off course, but I say there's a chicken chip is an oxymoron.
What are you talking about?
What?
Well, there should be no such thing as chicken flavoured chip.
What?
You don't think there's real chicken?
Really, Jane, you don't like them.
What a snob.
Oh, there's no such, it's not real chicken.
What a snob. What about chicken?
Like
What about chicken and a biscuit?
Aye.
Oh, Jane Kennedy! Wow.
Oh, hang on a minute. So you don't like lolly bananas then either?
I like lolly bananas.
See, I like lolly bananas. Tasted like lolly bananas. Yeah. Then I'd eat real bananas.
And I like a black cat.
Jig. Kitty Jane does fly to Paris just to have lunch, so we may be on different wavelengths.
I'm very posh.
And can we talk just quickly before we go, smashing world premiere of your unreleased stand-up special? It's streamed directly to your home. What happens?
I did a tour called Smashing, and we filmed one of the last shows lockdown.
Yep.
When we had an audience and everything, remember the good old days?
Mm.
And now we're just going to stream that recorded special, and I'll be doing a Q&A afterwards. So if there's anything you don't understand,
so you'll be doing Q&A live.
Ask me a question.
You'll be Q&A live. I'm going to ring in and ask you about chips.
You are so lovely to do that. How do people really
tickets available through tickets?
I'm just lonely, Jane.
No.
Good on you, Kitty.
Come on. That's so funny. We love you.
Tickets are at Ticketek.
Ticketek, done. I'll see you tonight. Bring your A game.
Thanks, guys.
9 o'clock, Channel 10.
Good luck, Kitty.
Have you been paying attention?
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Onlookers, source close, industry source, insider pals, friends of associates, speculation, room eyewitnesses.
Depp's ex-wife or her friends had defecated in their bed.
It's time to call.
Lord. The Johnny Depp trial keeps freaking me out. Just when you think you can't go any further. It's so
distressing, really, isn't it?
It's fun to watch. Yeah. Hey, right. Now listen, the Song Whisperer today had a song by Blondie, and I cavalierly suggested that it would have been she would have been great if Blondie
revered.
Died when she was 27, because she would have gone into that oeuvre
in an iconic way.
In an iconic way, those ethereal stars who never grow old, who live in that bubble forever,
that's right.
In that time capsule. And I wasn't wishing any ill health on her.
Of course not.
But Peter, one of our listeners, has rung up and got a theory, and we've checked it out on Google to make sure. He's not making up rubbish, and it appears he is not. How are you, Peter?
How are you, guys?
We are not bad. So you saw an interview with Blondie a few years ago, and what did she say?
She claimed that she actually got into the car. She was hitchhiking back in her early days, and she got into the car with Ted Bundy, of all people.
Oh, my God.
So there you go, and that would have been... That would have done the job, I would have thought, at about age 27.
I would think that would have done
We've
it.
We've gone to Google... And here is what Blondie said, has revealed she once accepted a lift from the notorious killer Ted Bundy. The front woman said she got in his car in the early 1970s and sensed something was wrong when she saw the vehicle had no door handles on the inside.
Oh, my.
Alarm bells are ringing.
Yeah.
The hairs on the back of my neck just stood up. She had beautiful hair.
Jesus. Yeah.
I pulled the door handle from the outside. So good on her. Yeah. How smart's that? She's reached out, done it.
Oh, that's clever.
He tried to stop me by spinning the car, but it helped me fling myself out. Afterwards, I saw him on the news. Ted Bundy.
That's terrible.
Wowee.
Thank you, Peter, for bringing that to our attention.
Dodged a bullet, and thank you for, you know what, sliding doors. That could have been the moment. Peter,
have those.
You are a good man, a case of Brick Lane coming your
congratulations. Your, thank you, Peter.
Well, good on you. The old Volkswagen, eh? Yeah, I'll accept a lift. Yeah, get my Volkswagen.
It looks so innocent.
By the way, I've got a cast on, so could you just help me get in?
They made great movies about a Volkswagen.
That would be a good remake of Herbie the Love Bug.
That's what I'm saying. Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie
the Serial Killer Bug.
Yeah. Herbie goes.
Herbie goes to the forest. And
yikes.
Okay, executive
producer. All right, it's time now for this.
Oh, yes. Righto, what do you got?
We've already played the intro.
Oh, have you?
That was all part of
it. I call bull.
Here but we I go. Just need to reestablish
clear the decks.
What was right. Clear
okay.
the decks.
What do you got? Go,
Joe. Well, new idea is suggesting that Prince Harry has been missing for 72 hours.
I call bull.
Please
but
be true.
The headline also says Meghan forces the prince to flee and that he is out of control. And what they do is they've shown a picture of him drinking from a glass. And it could either be apple cider or a very cloudy beer. And it looks like, you know, the good old days of Prince Harry, which we love.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love those Make Las Vegas.
Maybe that's what he's out. If he's out
the
doing
Hitler
nude
days.
Billiards, please be out playing nude billiards.
I agree. He's got to get out of that $25 million mansion.
He needs to get to a safe house.
Yeah.
He's clearly
right.
in
I
a
think
hostage
so.
Situation. He's got that, what's that disease?
Stockholm
syndrome. He needs to get out. He needs to find his way home.
Yeah.
A book is about to be released and it's going to reveal.
Finding freedom. Yeah, I think you'll find.
I think maybe people predicted that messing with Meghan and her carny folk family may have a few issues.
We are running out of time, Jane, but I want you to just give us the snapshots. You said there's
Here's
a shotgun.
My headlines.
You said.
What do you got?
You said.
Princess B, pregnant bride.
Whoa!
Well, why was it all of a sudden? It's just, and plus Eugenie, her sister, due on the same day.
What?
Boom.
I call bull.
Same father.
I call bull.
What's going on?
And do we ever see a picture of father of the bride?
Well, never again. Not unless it's
no,
the
poor
photo
old Prince
fit.
Andrew.
not unless it's for courtroom artist.
Is that all we got time for?
No, give us a headline. Come on.
Okay, another and one more headline. Mm. Let me just go to Women's Day because they'll have a headline as well.
They always deliver.
Yeah.
In your okay. time.
Hang on. Sorry, we're running out of time.
20 seconds.
Okay.
20 seconds. 10 seconds.
Sam Frost secretly dating her co-star. No kidding. She works on a soapy. Of course she's going to date her co-star.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that and see if it's true or not. You always
really?
Finish with a bang.
I do.
Well right. done. That's a good I call BS.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And thanks to Choice Hotels at choicehotels.com.au.
We love
Where
Choice
we
Hotels.
Going?
We really yeah. do. Where are we going?
Well,
we could go anywhere around the big brown land because they are everywhere you need to be.
Yep.
But today we're in Perth. Big hello all our listeners on Mix 94.5.
Yeah,
we love going to Perth and we love our people in Perth and everything about it.
And we're speaking to Paul Rogers, who manages the Ingot Hotel in Perth. How are you, Paul?
Fabulous.
Your hotel looks so flashy and beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, it is very, very nice. We're only just sort of 18, 19 months old, so all brand new.
Looks very fancy. Have you got like a presidential suite somewhere that I could stay?
yeah.
Or I'm guessing all the rooms are presidential suites. Am I right?
Well, yeah, we'd have a special one for you, man. We got what we call our owner's suite.
You do all right
in that.
That worries me, actually.
I'll tell you what I'm interested in, Paul, and that's your Sterling Bar. This hotel has
look at that.
There's nothing I like more than a hotel bar, a foyer bar or a hotel bar.
I agree.
What's the vibe in the Sterling Bar, Paul?
Oh, it's nice and relaxed in there. We've got a few TVs and always got, you know, some sport playing. Obviously, AFL is very, very popular over here. So,
well, you're pretty close to Optus Oval.
The hub, you know, that we've got happening here at the moment and Optus Oval just up the road as well.
Oh, you never fear footballers, I'm sure.
You think you're a chance for the granny?
Yeah, well, as in the Eagles or it over here?
Twofold. Firstly, the Eagles and then secondly, hosting the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, it would be nice to see the Eagles there yet again.
The
demolition job on Collingwood yesterday, that would be nice.
Could I just say this to you, and I know you're only 4.5 Ks from Optus Oval, but never, ever open your door to a Collingwood supporter. Okay? I'm telling you, if it's the one thing in your life, the only people you ever turn back, that one.
Well, I've got to say,
we wouldn't have let Richmond guys in.
Oh, of course.
That's nice of you. It's a beautiful part of Australia, Perth, and it's, of course, where you are positioned. You've got everything there. You're handy to everyone. A hop, skip and a jump for all the shops and beachfront, pubs, everything, you name it.
One of the great cities of the world. I always love it when I get over there, and being Victorian, I hope to get over there in the next 10 years.
Yes.
We'll see how we go. But if you're lucky enough to be in the area or have access to WA, get your bot down to the Ingot Hotel in Perth, where they'll give you a cuddle. Paul will look after you, probably meet you at the door, give you a champagne or something. I know how it works.
Paul will make the bed for you. Either.
That's right.
Paul will read you a bedtime story. Am I right, Paul?
Anything they want. Anything anyone wants.
Tuck you in. All right. Well done. Thanks, Paul.
Hey, good on you, mate. Well, and good on you for being part of the best hotel chain in Australia, Choice Hotels.
Cheers. Thank you.
Choicehotels.com.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're just about done again for another day. Thank you for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And yes, have you been paying attention as on tonight? Who's on, Jane?
Well, Mick Malloy, you're on with Kitty as well.
I'm a genuine 50-50 chance.
Oh, you better make it. You're representing the show.
You better turn up. You are representing the show.
Oh, stop it.
Mickey, you say we get the Mickey bump that we need.
Well, I'll see how I go.
I look
forward
to that.
Good cast. Kitty's on board. Is Tom still hosting?
Yeah, apparently.
They're persevering with Tom. It's interesting.
They are. He's doing well so far.
All
so
right.
We've got that. And tomorrow on this show,
we
have Lee Sales. So I'm looking forward to chatting with Lee.
There's a fair bit to catch up with.
Oh, yeah. We haven't spoken to her for a while, have we?
We haven't. But I want to talk to her about a podcast, though, that she put me onto.
What's that?
Oh, it's on musicals. You'd love it.
I've seen that.
It's actually on Breaking Down Songs.
Hey,
can you see me
on that? Wow. Hey, how's your podcast coming along? Billy Joel.
I haven't got any further with it.
Oh, you put a song on that during the week,
I did. But we've got a Tim Finn special coming this Thursday.
Hang on a second. You posted a song of Billy Joel.
No, I just said, what's your favourite Billy Joel song? Got a great reaction too. But Tim Finn this Thursday will be midday.
It's a little early to promo that.
You are, it's all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels is there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.